Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. This is Catherine Sayo. I am the founder and director of Lipedema Simplified and executive director of the Lipedema Project. And we're here today with Nobuhle Williams, who's going to chat with us about finding your voice and learning to advocate for yourself. Welcome, Nobuhle.
Thank you, Catherine, and greetings to all of our listeners. It's Nobuhle here once again, and today I'd like to take a couple of minutes to share with you about my experience with inexperienced doctors. I call them inexperienced not because of what they know about their field in general, but because of what they didn't know about lipedema. When I first returned to the United States from South Africa, I found a doctor that was friendly and who took my insurance. That was extremely important to me because I not only came back without an income, but I also was quite sick and I did not know it. This doctor I found inquired as to why I was there. At the time, it was my knee that was bothering me. But I also explained that while I was in South Africa, I had x-rays done on my entire spine and they found issues that needed to be explored. I also shared how the only reason that they didn't do an MRI was because the only machine in the province where I was living had broken down. I had in hand the actual x-rays, and I handed them over to him to take a look. He ordered x-rays at a nearby facility and then reviewed them immediately. But to my utter surprise and disappointment, he never once looked at the images that I had given him. That should have been my first red flag. But I guess I was just too blind to see. He then diagnosed me with arthritis in my knee and prescribed an NSAID. That was it. He never discussed preventative care. He never brought up my weight or how, or let's say, the abundance of weight. When observing my knee, he didn't take note of the swelling, but he did help ease the pain that I was experiencing. Now, warning bells should have been sounding off the charts, but I guess my ears were just too dull of hearing. And then it happened. I found myself in the hospital being diagnosed with a terminal disease and for the next 6 months receiving chemotherapy to treat this terminal illness only to discover on my own, I might add, that I had been misdiagnosed. And this was after I had already left the regular oncologist that originally diagnosed me to be treated with the specialist in the field. So now, as you can see, I've acquired at least one ill-equipped doctor and one specialist who did not even care, in my opinion, enough to provide a thorough enough of investigation to properly diagnose and treat my condition. Oh, and there was the time that I had to see one of his associates, and after seeing him, I'm referring to my PCP now, my primary care physician, after seeing his associate, he had actually railed on me about how morbidly obese I was and how that was my problem. Now, remember, my original doctor never once mentioned my weight. When I complained, he not only sided with his associate, but he then again began to exacerbate and tell me how I had sciatica and all this other stuff and I needed weight loss surgery. And he refused to believe me when I told him that I wasn't eating like they were trying to accuse me of eating. I felt like I was starving all of the time because I was trying not to eat very much and I was still gaining weight. They didn't believe me. I'm too fat to be telling the truth. There's no way I can be this big and not be contributed to eating like a cow or what have you. When I told them that I wanted to see a lipedema specialist, because by this time I had kind of started getting an understanding of lipedema, here's where the straw broke the camel's back. So I had been inquiring back before about the swelling in my legs and my ankles. I asked if it could be lymphedema. And like I said, I had just recently learned about lymphedema and lipedema at this time. He said, and I quote, "It's not lymphedema, because if it were, you would get pits in your leg when I press on it." By now, I was actually getting the clue. A little slow on the uptake, but I'm finally starting to get it. When I told him I was going to see a lipedema specialist, he corrected me and said condescendingly, "lymphedema specialist." I didn't even bother to correct him. when I did drive across the entire state to receive a proper diagnosis from a lip edema specialist, that specialist sent his findings to my doctor. In his findings, it stated that I had stage 4 lip edema with a component of lymphedema. It went on to say that she needs exercise and she needs to improve her diet. Now, I was upset because I clearly told the lip edema specialist that I was already exercising 3 times a week. And I felt like I had been starving myself to lose weight, and I was not losing weight. Yet he added that fuel to the fire that my primary care physician was spreading. So when we met and he shared the results from the lip edema specialist to me, instead of acknowledging that he had never heard of lymphedema until then, he resorted back to the fat shaming and mansplaining of what lymphedema is and how you can lose lymphedema fat. It's just a gargantuan effort, as he said. He dismissed me when I said I was going to go low carb. And when I left, I dismissed him for life. It took me about a year to find a new primary care physician. Once I found someone that I was interested in, my first question became, is this person familiar with the ketogenic way of eating? By then, I had already lost 80 pounds on keto, and I was not about to become discouraged by yet another ill-informed doctor. When they assured me that she is familiar with keto, I went on and I scheduled an appointment. My first pleasant surprise was her reaction when I explained the diagnosis. Her reply was, "Wow, you're actually teaching me something." Then, something to the effect of, "I'm going to have to go and research this." My next pleasant surprise was when I explained the rare multisystem disorder that I was properly diagnosed with after I had been first misdiagnosed. Once again, she took notes feverishly and said she'd have to explore it. Then she agreed to request every lab that I asked for. When the results of my cholesterol labs returned, she replied via our patient portal, specifically highlighting the individual differences between those labs and the labs taken 3 months prior. Her final words were, "Everything has improved. Keep doing what you're doing." Finally, I could sigh as I thought, this is a doctor worth keeping. While this story was long, I hope and pray that you will embrace your authority with regards to your health care. If your doctor isn't seriously taking you seriously, remember, you are the boss of him or her, and you have full authority to hire or fire him or her and search for one who has your best healthcare in mind. This requires patient persistence, but I am confident that you have the stamina to press. Until next time, I'm Nobuhle and I'm out. Love and blessings.
Thank you, Nobuhle. Such a good message. So many women come to us and tell us of similar experiences of not being understood, heard, or correctly diagnosed. So thank you. If you haven't already, be sure to sign up for our Alexa Flash briefings. You can do that at lipedema-simplified.org/flash, and you can then subscribe through Apple, Spotify, or Amazon Alexa. You can also listen on that very webpage. Have yourself a wonderful and blessed day.